This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Investing in insurance can be a costly endeavor for those who have no idea what or who to trust with their money. Insurance companies could be charging you for claims you've never made. Byron Moore today clears up the confusion on Wisdom on Wealth.
Life insurance. We need it. We hate it. We really don't understand it, but we know we really don't want to be sold it. If I had a message for life insurance companies, it would be this. When you forget who you are, it is easy to lose your focus. The two decades spanning the 1980s and the 1990s represent one of the most lucrative periods in history for investors. It was a time of declining interest rates, expanded borrowing, baby boomer buying, and a growth in productivity that made possible by the dawn of the personal computer and the microchip. It's hard to remember that in 1979, the stock market was coming off a dismal decade, topped off by the cover of a prominent business magazine declaring the death of equities. Well, to borrow from Mark Twain, the reports of the death of the stock market were greatly exaggerated. One of the reasons the stock market did so poorly in the 70s and began a turnaround in the 80s was the rise and then the decline of interest rates. Those of us old enough to remember can testify to mortgage rates of 21% and CDs paying 15%. But that's because inflation was like a roaring fire out of control. It was not a good situation. Life insurance companies were caught in the crossfire. For decades, life insurance companies had been seen by the public as one of the safe places to keep your money. You had some money in the bank, you had some money in the equity or cash value of your life insurance policy, and some money in the stock market. Not too much, though. Depression-era memories were still running pretty strongly. The run-up in interest rates to the 20% range was a relatively brief phenomenon, but rates did rise sharply. The rapid rate rise caught life insurance companies off guard as policyholders began borrowing money from their policies, which had a 5% interest rates locked in, to put funds in bank CDs paying 10% interest or more. Well, to combat the money drain, the industry came up with a product that would allow interest rates to rise as quickly as bank funds and gave it the nifty little name of Universal Life. I can remember an insurance company representative showing 30-year illustrations of what would happen if interest rates stayed at the 14% level that his company was paying that month. If those rates held true, one would be a millionaire on $100 a month. Well, I'm not sure if those rates lasted six more months. But once insurance agents had tasted the crack cocaine of hyperinflated illustrations selling, it was a small step to claiming that their insurance policy would beat somebody else's mutual fund. Well, it was an exercise in fortune-telling that would prove ruinous to insurance companies, policyholders, and agents who forgot, if they ever knew, what the insurance was really supposed to be for anyway. I think we can safely conclude that the record shows that life insurance is not a very good investment accumulation vehicle. But next week, we'll look at the corresponding truth that investments are usually not very good insurance. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.